locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flipping, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, Mountain Home gets the ball to start this final quarter. There was no offensive foul called, so it's just still 35-32 Warriors leading. Here's DT with the ball. Gibson, he's going to pull up for the jumper. Gibson's at a three-point line. No good. And the rebound controlled by the Warriors. Here's Johnson into the front court. Throws it over to Cooper in the on the low block. He's going to go up for the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Garrett DT picks up his third personal foul, team foul number five, against Mountain Home here in the second half. So we are 30 seconds into this final quarter as DC is going to come out of the game, replaced by Luke Cruz. And Keyvon Cooper will be at the free throw line for the first time today to try to convert the old-fashioned three. And he does. He now has 5 points. And it is a back to a six-point lead for Hall, 38-32 our score. Bashir throws to Benton into the front court to Peters. Now, I don't know where he was going with that. His pass was well short of anyone except for Hall. They come up with another steal. And back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. Montavious Dismuke. And now another timeout is going to be called by Mountain Home. We'll take it with him. 7:06 let's play in the game. It is Hall leading Mountain Home 40-32. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, it's now a three possession game here in this contest as Mountain Home just committed an unforced turnover in the backcourt. Ben just lost his footing and the ball goes off his hands. That's the 20th turnover against the Bombers. 6:59 let's play in the third quarter. Jonathan Coleman's going to check back into the game for the Warriors. Johnson takes the inbound pass for Hall. They lead 40-32. Johnson's just drilling up the top. Now it looks like seems like it's a little early to try to be milking some clock. But right now, this looks like exactly what they're doing. Again, Mount Holmes' next opponent in this tournament will be either Jonesboro or Jacksonville. Ball goes over to Smith, back up top to Johnson, and he's going to start dribbling once again. And now Johnson will throw it to Coleman. And now Mount Holmes turns up the defense a little bit. Ball goes down in the corner to Cooper. His shot was blocked by Waymire, and he comes up with the basketball. Spinning into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws it up top to Cruz. Over to Peters on the right wing. Up top to Benton. And he's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Talon Benton now with 6 points. And that cuts Hall's lead back to five. 40-35 is our score. 5:40 left in the contest. Coleman will take the inbound pass and walk it into the front court. Throws over to Johnson on the right side. Now Johnson will dribble up to the top, and looks like he's just going to start dribbling, and now throws it over to Coleman on the right. Now gives it to Smith on the left side. Smith dribbles up to the top, gives it to Johnson on the right side. He dribbles up to the top. Now ball goes over to Coleman on the left. 5 minutes left. Coleman will dribble up to the top. Coleman's just dribbling out there. No one out there on him, so officials don't have a five-second count to start. Still a five-point lead for Hall. 40-35 is our score. Little over 4.5 minutes left. Coleman still dribbling. Tell you, it's kind of hard to call this action when there's really nothing going on to talk about. Coleman still dribbling up to the top. 4:10 left play. No one goes out there on him. Ben's back towards the free throw line. So now Bashir's going to go out there on him. Ball goes over on the right side now to Nizmuk. Now up top to Smith. Smith will dribble toward the elbow. Now kicks it back up top to Coleman. Back over to Smith on the left side. He's being double-teamed. Gets it over to Coleman on the left. Now throws it over to the right side to Johnson. Up top to Smith. Smith will give it over to Johnson on the right side. Now finds Dismuk on the low block. Now he throws it back up to Smith on the right side. Gives it to Johnson, who's going into the lane. His layup is blocked. Hall is able to keep possession of the ball. 3:20 left to play. Ball goes over to Johnson on the left side. He's being double-teamed. Ball goes outbound. Good defense there by Pierce to knock it out. But it's going to be Hall's basketball on the near sideline with 3:11 left as they lead 40-35. Smith throws it to Coleman in the backcourt. He'll walk it across the timeline. Over on the right side, it goes to Johnson. They're going to call a foul on Mountain Home on that one. I think Hall might have gotten away with the offensive foul on that one. And I believe Josh Polster agrees with that as he just got teed up. Mountain Home head coach Josh Polster just got called for the technical foul. So it will be a two. That was the 17th foul on Mountain Home. So it will be two shots for Greg Johnson, and Hall will keep possession of the ball. First free throw for Johnson is up and in. And if he hits this next one, he'll make it a three-possession game. That foul, by the way, I believe was on Colton Peters. That's his third personal foul. Team foul. The Peters foul was the 16th foul. The technical against Josh Polter was the 7th. So now Hall is to end the bonus. And Johnson gets both free throws. He now has 21 points. 42-35, Hall leading it with 3:03. So not only do they get both free throws, but they also keep possession of the ball. And now I'm not sure what's going on, but now the officials are going to talk to the scorers table. And now I believe a timeout is going to be called by Hall. And we'll take it with them. 3:03 left to play in the game. It is Warriors leading Mountain Home 42-35. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Do you love music? Think you want to write music? Then ASU Mountain Home Songwriting Workshop with Nashville hit singer and songwriter Bobby Tomberlin is for you. February 20th at 9 a.m., Bobby will go through the business of songwriting, what goes into making the music and being recorded. Cost is $75. Register today. Just go to asumh.edu services community education. So you want to be a songwriter with Bobby Tomberlin in the shed at the ASU Mountain Home campus, Tuesday, February 20th.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weakened or your aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
.303 let's play in this game, coming out of the timeout as the Mountain Home trails Little Rock Hall 42-35. They must have given that timeout to Mountain Home, I guess. because they just signaled that Mount Tom just has one timeout left. So I guess that was the case. So Matt Hall with the basketball. Ball, it goes into the front court to Smith. Smith dribbles between the circles. Now gives it over to Coleman on the right side. He's being double-teamed. His pass is stolen by Ben. Ben back the other way, giving it to Peters, who's going into the lane for a layup off the glass and in. Colton Peters now in double figures with 10 points, 42-37. Hall leading it, 2-35 left play. Here is Smith across the timeline for the Warriors. Throws it over to Johnson on the right side. He's being double-teamed. And now, I believe they're going to get Mount Tom with another foul. Yes, they are. They're going to get Colton Peters. That is his fourth personal foul. That is the eighth team foul against Mount Tom. So a 1-1 coming up for Greg Johnson. He is so far 7-7 from the free throw line with 21 points. Johnson's first free throw here is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. And he can make it a three-possession game once again if he gets the next one. Again, there's 2:27 left on the clock. Johnson's second free throw is up and good. He gets both. He now has 23. And now Hall's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 2:27 left to play in the game. It is the Warriors leading Mount Tom 44-37. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Ever since we opened our doors in 1963 off the corner of Main Street and Mountain Home, Integrity First Bank has been helping you open doors. From your first checking account to your first home purchase to future planning with Savings Trust and Wealth Management, we value the relationship we've made with you and other friends through the years. As always, our doors are open at 5 Twin Lakes area branch locations, but you can also find Integrity First Bank at goifb.com, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to visit and see why so many local friends and neighbors bank on Integrity First.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They'll be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Hall took that timeout. They have two left, and Mount Tom with one, as the Warriors lead 44-37 with 2:27 left to play in the game. Bashirs will inbound it for Mount Tom in the backcourt. We are ready to get back underway. Bashirs will look to inbound. He finally does to Talon Benton. Benton gets it across the timeline. Throws to Cruz on the right side. Up top to Peters. Over to Benton on the left. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, but, they may have called a foul away from the ball. That seems to be the case. Tavon Cooper picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number five, against the Warriors. Inbound pass goes to Benton in the right corner. He finds Waymar on the low block. He puts up the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. David Waymar in double figures now with 10 points. Kevon Cooper, and I believe that is it for him. Kevon Cooper is going to foul out of this ball game with 5 points, with 2:11 left to play in the game, as he's going to be replaced by Xavier Madison. So David Waymire at the free throw line to try to convert the old-fashioned three. It rolls around and goes in. He now has 11 points, and it is a four-point game, 44-40. The Warriors leading it. Again, 2:11 left. Coleman gives it to Johnson, who will look to get across the timeline, and does. Johnson will find Madison, throws it over to Smith on the right side, back over to Madison, up top now to Johnson, over to Smith on the right side. They're playing keep away, trying to milk as much clock as they can. Now Johnson has it, and he's going to be called for the carry. Tenth turnover for the day against Hall, as Mount Tom's going to get it back with 1:49 left to play in the game. They have the chance to make it a one-possession game with this possession. Bending into the front court. Oh, my gosh. He crossed the timeline and then went right back into the backcourt. And now he's going to be called for the backcourt violation. 21st turnover against Mountain Home. Checking in for Little Rock Hall is Montavious Dismuke, as he will replace Xavier Madison. The four-point lead for Hall. Johnson takes the inbound pass to the left corner. His shot is blocked, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. That is David Waymire's fourth personal foul, team foul number 9 against Mountain Home. So two shots coming up for Greg Johnson. He has 23 points so far in this game, including going 9 of 9 from the free throw line. Hall has been perfect as a team from the charity stripe in this one so far. Johnson's first free throw is up and in. Xavier Madison's going to check back in, replacing Montavious Dismuke. Johnson with one more free throw. Second shot is up. No good. That's the first miss for the day for Hall from the free throw line. So with lower man and a half, it's a five-point lead for the Warriors. Here is Peters throwing it up top to Bashirs. Bashirs drills to the right corner and now gives it to Cruz on the wing. Cruz is going towards the lane. His pass to Waymire is knocked away, stolen by Hall. And looks like a foul is going to be called in the backcourt. I believe they're going to get Hunter Bashirs. It looks like he drew a little contact himself. His elbow is hurting like crazy. But they're going to get Bashirs that foul. That is his first personal foul. That does put Hall in the double bonus. They'll be shooting two free throws on non-shooting fouls for the rest of this game with 1:25 left. So Xavier Madison at the free throw line, where he's so far 1 of 1 with 3 points. Garadici's going to check in as Hunter Bashirs takes a seat with his sore elbow. So Madison can make it a three-possession game once again if he gets both of these free throws. First shot is up. No good. So it will stay a two-possession game regardless of whether or not he hits the second one. Second free throw for Madison is up. He misses both, and the rebound is controlled by Dici. Wow, all of a sudden Hall has missed three free throws in a row. Here is Ben going into the front court, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Oh, my goodness. He just threw a little, got a little out of control. That is Fenton's second personal foul. Team foul number 10, Hall already in the double bonus, but you don't shoot free throws on charges. Johnson with the ball, looking across the timeline with it. 1:10 left to play. Two-possession lead, five-point game, 45-40, Hall leading. Here is Coleman throwing it to Johnson in the left corner. He's being double-teamed. Now gives it to Peters. Peterson, his pass to Dismuke. His shot will not go. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Back comes Peters for the Bombers. Has the ball on the left wing. Gives it to Cruz on the right side. Cruz is going towards the lane, going up for the layup. Shot no good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. 46.5 seconds left, as that foul is going to be called on Michael Peterson. That's his third personal foul. 17th foul, actually, against Hall. So that does put Mountain Home in the bonus, but this is going to be two shots regardless. Luke Cruz at the free throw line. First shot is up and in. Xavier Madison is going to check back into the game, replacing Jared Smith. I'm sorry, nope. They changed their minds. They're going to replace Montavious Dismuke. So if Cruz gets this next free throw, it will be back to a one-possession game. Second free throw for Cruz. Rolls around and goes in. He now has 6 points. 45-42, Hall leading it. 46.5 seconds left. Coleman will walk the ball towards the front court, gets it into cross timeline to Smith, as he's going to be fouled by Talon Benton. That is Benton's third personal foul. So with the Hall already in the double bonus, this will be two shots for Jared Smith. So far, he is 1 of 1 from the free throw line with 3 points. 39.8 seconds left. So that took 6.7 seconds off the clock. First free throw for Smith is no good. Luke Jackson's going to check into the game, replacing Luke Cruz. One more free throw for Smith to make it a two-possession game once again, and this time he gets it. So, and now it looks like timeout's going to be called by Mountain Home, and we'll take it with him. No, I'm sorry, they're going to call it. Hall's going to take the timeout again. We'll take it with him. It is Hall leading 46-42 with 39.8 seconds left. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
So here's the situation. There's 39.8 seconds left on the clock. It is a two-possession game. Hall is up 46-42. Mountain Home will have the ball coming out of the timeout. Both teams with just one timeout left. Mountain Home with a full timeout left and Hall with a 30-second timeout. Right now the possession arrow points towards Hall in case there's a jump ball. And both teams come out on the court. And we are about ready to get back underway for these last about 40 seconds. Now Tom's going to have to have someone go to the baseline to throw it in. They finally do. Talon Benton takes the ball from the official. He'll get it into Waymire, who gives it back to Benton. Benton gets it across the timeline, gives it to Peters on the left wing. Boy, Hall just has someone shaken up. And so the official's going to stop play. I thought you could only stop play if Hall's offense had the ball, but they went in and stopped it. So Mountain Home's going inbound once again with 31.7 seconds left as they trail by four. Dylan Session checking in for the first time today as he replaces Montavious Dismuke, and that was Jared Smith that got shaken up, and he got, and so they sub for him as well. Pierce inbounds it, gets the ball right back, puts out the three, no good, in and out. And the rebound is controlled by Hall, and there it looks like Johnson's going to be fouled in the backcourt. I believe that's on Colton Peters, and he's done. Colton Peters is going to foul out of this ballgame with 10 points. So Peters is going to have to go to the bench, and it looks like Luke Dibble's going to replace him. So it will be two shots for Greg Johnson. Oh, okay. Well, they must have. Okay, I thought they called on Peters, but I guess they called it on someone else. So Peters is going to stay in this game. Didn't hear who they called it on. First free throw for Johnson is up and in. So Devil's going to head right back to the bench. I'm not sure who they. They must have called down Luke Jackson, I guess. I think he's the only one on the floor with one foul now. So that's Jackson's first personal foul. Johnson with one more free throw. Second shot is up. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Dichi, who gets it to Benton. 21 seconds left. Ball goes to Peters in the right corner. Back to Benton. Over to Jackson on the right side. He's going to try for the three on the wing. Good! It is a two-point game, and Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. Exactly 13 seconds left to play. It is Hall leading 47-45. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Baxter Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
In Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on Integrity First.
So Hall's going to inbound it with 13 seconds left as they lead 47-45. Coleman will trigger the inbound pass as Mountain Home's going with the full court press. And looks like Mountain Home's going to commit a foul before they can even get in, so no time taken off the clock. Probably the best thing they could have done there. That is Cruz's fourth personal foul. Luke Cruz with his foul, and it's going to be Greg Johnson going back to the free throw line. He'll have to hit both free throws if he wants to make this a two-possession game once again. Johnson's first free throw is up. Good. So David Waymire and Luke Jackson checking back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Colton Peters and Luke Cruz. So one more shot coming up for Greg Johnson. He is impressed in this game so far. Most of it, a lot of his points coming from the charity stripe. Second shot is up and good. That makes it a two-possession game. 49-45 with 13 seconds left here. He's been into the front court. 10 seconds. He's going to try for the long three-pointer. Good! Talon Benton now with 9 points. But unfortunately, Hall didn't have to inbound it. There was less than 5 seconds left in the game, so they didn't have to inbound it. And that's the way this ball game is going to end. And Hall is going to escape with a 1-point victory. Our final score today, that is. Little Rock Hall defeats Mountain Home 49-48. We'll start the RBS Bank postgame show in a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
From the music you download to your dog's photo on the lock screen, your phone is personalized just for you. Arvest Bank thinks your mobile banking should be too. With our new Arvest Go app, you can sign in with fast fingerprint login, choose your own profile pic, see your favorite accounts in an instant with our quick view feature, and of course, you can always deposit checks, view balances, and transfer money, all from your phone. Download Arvest Go from your app store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
The Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things has been backing the Bombers and Lady Bombers for over 45 years. At the same time, they've provided Mountain Home in the Twin Lakes area with quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, and plaques. Rocky and Susan